was 106 years ago yesterday, May 13th, 1917, when the world received a divine message of hope. It was not from Jesus Christ this time, but it was from his mother, Mary. I share with you this story because it is Mother's Day. May is the month of our Blessed Mother Mary, and of course, our parish is Our Lady of Fatima. And like all families, it's important to know our story. Yesterday was our parish feast day, so I share this story, some of the highlights of the apparition at Fatima in Portugal. Before the Blessed Mother appeared to three children, Francisco, Jacinta, and Lucia, an angel of peace appeared to them in the spring of 1916, and the message was, do not be afraid. Bring God to the center of your life in order to be able to adore him. Second, believe deeply that the hearts of Jesus and Mary will always listen to your prayers, even if they don't always answer them. Trust that they pay attention to us. And the angel also showed, particularly to Francisco, the importance of living the Eucharistic life. He was around the age of First Holy Communion. And then, around midday on May 13th, 1917, a lady dressed in white, shining brighter than the sun, giving out rays of clear and intense light, appeared to the three children. She was so near to them that they were in the light that encircled her, or which she herself radiated, perhaps 4 or 5 feet away. Messengers from heaven often begin with an exhortation, as she did, and as the angel of peace did before her. Please don't be afraid of me. I'm not going to harm you. And Lucia, the oldest of the three, spoke, as she often did, throughout the apparitions. She asked, "Where are you from?" And she, Mary, said, I come from heaven. And Lucia asked if they would go to heaven. And then she asked the woman if people she knew by name were in heaven. The lady answered truthfully, indicating that some were in heaven and some were in purgatory. Mary asked the children to do these things. First, if they would offer themselves to God and bear all the sufferings he sends in atonement for the sins that offend him and also for the conversion of sinners. The three children agreed that they certainly would, and the lady indicated that they would indeed suffer, but the grace of God will always be with them and will strengthen them. I think that this is the message that many of us learned, and that is, offer it up. It is the way in which we participate in the Paschal mystery. Our sufferings offered in love to God do have a positive effect. We realize that we all are different and suffer in different ways, physically, mentally, emotionally, even subtly when different people irritate us or news items get us upset. We offer those sufferings to God and unite it to our Lord Jesus Christ. And the effect of this union is for God to decide how his grace will be manifested. It can be, as the lady indicated to the children, for the conversion of sinners. Offering it up is not passive. We simultaneously offer our sufferings to God while actively working, when necessary, for peace, justice, and for change. The message that the lady gave to the children, I see also in our second reading from the letter of Peter, when he wrote, "Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope, but do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil." Our Lady of Fatima also asked the children to pray the rosary every day in order to bring peace to the world and an end to World War I, which was raging at the time. And every month on the 13th day for the following 6 months, she appeared to them as she promised. And the children went through lots of trials because, as we can well imagine, people did not believe them when they said they had seen a beautiful lady. And when she appeared on July 13th, she shared a secret in three parts, which are now all revealed. She showed them hell, war, and the suffering of the church. It is to save souls from hell that God wants to establish in the world devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She said, "If you do what I tell you, many souls will be saved and there will be peace." These things are present in our lives today, and we have a choice for God or not. That's the free will that God gave us. The suffering of good and evil in the world exists along with wars that are happening in this day, and the suffering within the church. We are given responsibility. We're called to pray for the church and for the conversion of sinners. And I believe that the message of Fatima is still important for us today. In the midst of great concerns and uncertainty about the future, Our Lady of Fatima asks us to persevere in prayer, consecrating ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, shown daily by the recitation of the Holy Rosary. Even though immediate results may not be evident, prayer is never useless. In God's time, prayer bears fruit. And also that beautiful message of, "Do not be afraid, because we are always in the embrace of our loving, blessed Mother Mary."